As advertised. We are starting a new sermon today. Hopefully we'll finish a new sermon today. Sermon Kuf Lamed Vav on page 37. So again, we're talking about laning. So we were talking in the last sermon that why Cohen goes first, why Levi goes second, and so on and so forth. But here's a very interesting halacha. The Machaber says, B'Shavas Yontif, V'Yom HaKippurim. So on Monday and Thursday, Shabbos afternoon is pretty simple. You call Cohen, Levi, and Yisrael. But how about on Shabbos Yontif when you have more aliyahs? So then what do you do? If we, since we said that the whole issue is that the Cohen went first and Levi went after, because we didn't want people getting into fights who gets the aliyah, therefore it's more...
What did you say? You know, yeah, I didn't hear that sentence.
We have a Cohen go first and a Levi go second because of Darkei Shalom. Because we don't want people getting into fights about... Because really, the biggest Talmud Chacham should go first, so then, you know, we're going to have a big problem. I'm a bigger Talmud Chacham, you know. So this way, no. We say a Cohen goes first. Cohen is irrespective of that. Cohen's very clear-cut. Levi's very clear-cut. Then we give a Yisrael. But what do you do on Shabbos? You got a bunch of more aliyahs. So who gets the aliyahs? What's the priority? What's the priority? So the Machaber says, Cohen achar Levi Talmud Chacham hamamunim al tzibur. So you call, the first person is the person who is a Talmud Chacham, we'll see what that is in a little while, who is appointed above the tzibur, above the community, in charge of the community. So you see in most places, that's the shlishi, right? That's the first open aliyah, as you might want to call it. So usually they give it to the reshiva. You know, like I know in Chofetz Chaim, so I was a gabbai for the law, there's a very strict guidelines who gets what aliyah. Very strict. So there was a little different because Rosh Hashanah was exactly what was a Kohen. So, you know, but there were very strict guidelines. So on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah would get Kohen, Rabbi Naiman would get Levi, and then one of the Rabbeim would get Shlishi. And then there was a whole, we have this here also, but we don't adhere to it so very strictly. But then Shlishi was the next aliyah. Then Shvi was the next highest aliyah. Then, or Shishi, excuse me. Shishi. Shlishi, then Shishi. Then Shvi. Then Revi, and then Chamishi. So, and there was a whole guideline, like the Rabbeim got Shlishi, a Kol guy got Shishi, and a guy who was in Beis Medrash got Shvi. And if you were in Black, on Shabbos, the younger guys didn't get aliyah, so it was just the Reshiva Shir. Got Chamishi, you know, and there was a whole thing, you know, to keep track of who got aliyahs and when, and the weather, you know, the whole thing. So here we see the concept. So the big Talmud Chacham, again, a lot of people are Talmud Chacham, but again, if the Talmud Chacham has some communal responsibilities, he goes first. The Acharim to the Talmud Chacham are Meruim Lamedosam Parnasim Al Tzibur. Then after that, and it was like for a shishi or whatever, we would give people who are tamini chachamim who could be appointed potentially. Who could be appointed? Now you'll ask, what's a talmud chacham as far as this is concerned? So look at what the Rama explains of talmud chacham is. Sheshon also dvar halakha b'chol makom ve'omer. You can ask him a shayla anywhere, and you can answer. Okay. Then who gets next aliyahs? Who's next on the roster, on the ledger? It's children of Talmidei Chachamim, who their parents were in some official capacity. And after that comes the lay leaders, and then the regular people, if there is such a thing. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there was a custom that now, custom is that you give the last aliyah to the head of the tzibur. Because to get the last aliyah, as I just told you, it's also big to finish the... we're talking about Shvi.
What do you mean by head of the tzibur?
Like the president. Right, they had that even then, right? There was...
of the congregation.
Yeah, or a community, right there, more of a communal structure in the old days. So there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah about this thing that, okay, the Talmidei Chachamim, the head of the leader of the community, then people could be leaders. Then who's next? Children. Well, it's like, where does that come in? Okay, you're the father of the Rav. So all of a sudden, you know, I mean, I like to think of, you know, Chaim or Yehud or Rami should get a higher priority for Aliyah. Why? Why? So it's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. So Mishnah Berurah says, Shemechuyavim lachvodam bishvil kavod avosam, sheish b'zev kavod avos. Because you honor the children, because by honoring the children, you're showing cover to the father, to the father, right? In other words, we can say, why is he getting away? You know, what's his deal? And turns out, because you're right. But you know, we show respect to the parents. So that's why the kids. I always had a shot that children. They always discuss this syndrome. There was. You know, they always talk about children of survivors. There's some study done about children of rabbis, right? It ain't so easy being a child of a rabbi. It ain't so easy, you know, daddy's not home, mommy's not home, they're on the phone. So, you know, like, I always thought that's maybe why they get the aliyah, because, you know, they sacrifice. Now, we don't have time for it, but there is an very long bir halacha. Very long bir halacha. And I believe the short form of this Ber Halacha is brought down in the Art Scroll Gabbai Handbook that we have, or maybe every shul has, right? And back there, here, the Chavetz Chaim goes through the order of who gets priority for aliyahs. People have special occasions. So, like, who gets, who's first on deck? So the Chavetz Chaim, for example, says, a chassan on the day of his chuppah, say it's a Monday or a Thursday, he gets the aliyah. He wipes everybody out. Number two is a chassan on the Shabbos before his, we call it nafruf, right? Chassan, that's number two. A boy whose bar mitzvah is on Shabbos. So he's very powerful. I mean, not the kid himself, but that level of obligation. He gets an aliyah.
The kid himself.
No, I mean, the kid might not be that strong, but as far as halakhic standing. A man whose wife gave birth, and she's coming to shul on Shabbos, you know, that's a big deal, naming the baby. A chassan on the Shabbos after his wedding. Then comes a yahrzeit for a parent, right? Then comes a guy who has a yahrzeit. A father, next is a father who to him was born a boy. So the bris is going to be sometime this week, but this is a Shabbos, like the Shabbos of last night was the Shalom Zachar, as we call it. So he's up there. Then it comes a boy who's bar mitzvah, a chassan on the day of his chuppah, a boy who's going, his bar mitzvah will be or was during the week. In other words, a lot of times it doesn't coincide with Shabbos, obviously. And goes on and on and on, the roster in order of priorities, a very long bir halacha here, of who gets the first shots. Now, at the end, there's some interesting ones, like somebody who's coming to shul who is ill, so they have to bench gomel, as we call it. So you have to bench gomel, usually with a sefer Torah. So he gets shot in aliyah, but the bir halacha, the Chavetz Chaim says, but he doesn't really need an aliyah. He could be beaten now, because you could bench gomel just with this, get hagor, glila, or just stand there, right? And you don't necessarily need an aliyah to bench gomel. The sefer Torah has to be there, but he brings down visitors all the way at the end. Obviously, visitors. It's nice to people are leaving, people are coming, things like that. Very interesting. And then he ends up, and of course, this all is based upon that they're not selling aliyahs. Selling aliyahs, although. So yeah, they see it all over. That it was also before. They sell aliyahs, so then all bets are off. I remember I was in a place in Brooklyn with my Beaumont Dom. They sell aliyahs on Monday and Thursday. Monday and Thursday. The guy, the shaman says, shul, and there's a few minyanim. This is part of his job.
In town here, but
in Spartan,
it's very big.
Yeah. No, there's a place that, and there's like, it's like one of these McDonald's shuls, you know, there's 5 million gedavim, you know, there's like a bunch of minyanim. A lot of minyanim. So on Monday and Thursday, a guy got who wants to farkof in the kibbutzim, you know, and sometimes it's like $5, and you get psicha, habaglila, yeah, I remember they got mad at me once because there was nobody lane. So So the guy who did Rishon and really botched it, so he said, I can't do it. So then I said, well, you know, it's not where I daven, so no, I could do it. And I lane. So the guy got mad at me. He said, why didn't you say before you know how to lane? You know, like, but anyways, but it's interesting. They do that all the time there. So, you know, like, that's some different strokes, different ways of doing things.
What about
the time? Also, there's a different area. We'll get to it. About because everybody, we have a custom, and Spartan Halacha, everybody gets an aliyah, so how do you do it? But there we got it easy, because we sell them. So then, like we just said, all bets are off, so it's a little easier.